This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. Think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent. Be here for another hour to answer all your garden questions. So feel free to give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Do everything I can to help you out with all your gardening questions. And, you know, any type of questions can be house plants for indoors. It can be outdoor tomato plants. We can do lawns. We can do anything. Just not just one thing about the garden or, you know, the landscape, etc. I've talked about it a bunch today, but one of the articles that my father had written that I found on his computer is called Chores for the January Indoor Garden, and it's a pretty good one. It starts off by talking about, let's begin by checking our house plants for hitchhikers. You know, so that's such insects as aphids, white flies, mealybugs, scale, and spider mites. They start to multiply with the increase of the length of day and the heat from the house at this point. It doesn't seem like much, but each day is getting longer for the amount of sun that we're getting. But that's what starts to get the process going of some of these insects. And the best way to do that is start now in January. Couple things. I did talk about the honeydew and the black sooty mold. One of the things you can do is you look on the tip of a plant first, as insects love new growth to feed on rather than the tough older growth. So that's key. They'll go towards the newer plants first, the newer part of the plant first. Don't, you know, some of them, if you're finding them in the old growth, that means they've already gone through a bunch of some of the newer growth and they're establishing themselves just a little bit more than you think. You can easily spot these on the new growth. They'll make new growth twist and become misshapen. So aphids are the most common problem. They'll be the same color as a plant, so they have a like camouflage ability. You may find them all clustered together on the tip, especially if you had the flowering plants of a hibiscus or a gardenia. So that's one thing you can see. Now, if you notice any webbing on the top of a plant, you have spider mites. And it's the toughest insect to control. So you want to check all the other plants around it to make sure they're taken care of and they're not infected as well. You need to quarantine this plant from all your other plants. You need to keep it away from all the other plants. So if you find that you have spider mites, you want to move it away, okay? You want to wash the plant with warm soapy water and soft cloth to remove the webbing, and as many adults as possible from the plant. So you can use an insecticidal soap on this as well, okay? For white flies, one of the things that's easy to notice on a white fly is if you brush up against the plant at all of a sudden little insects are flying around. So that's an easy way to tell that you have white flies. So it's pretty pretty good information there. I will try to get this out there in one of the newsletters coming forward so that we can have that information for you, because it's very timely, very important to have there. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have somebody on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Mary Louise is on the case.
Mary Louise, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Nice to talk to you. I had the honor of meeting your dad about 15 years ago at the old Agway on Route 6A in Sandwick.
Yep.
Really nice man. And on my way out the door, he gave me a jug of wild wildflowers to put out in my field up in Maine, but unfortunately they never did grow. Anyway, I was calling because in one of your newsletters you had information about feeding daffodils and whatnot after they have gone by, and I think it was 10-10-10 you said to put, you know, where they had turned brown and started to go back into the ground. So I did that. And I also put 10-10-10 around a few of my boxwoods, thinking that was a good idea. So now I'm thinking it was a bad idea because the boxwoods that I fed with that are looking like they're on death's door. I mean, they're turning yellow, and some of the leaves have just gotten so brown and awful, they've dropped off. So have I done something really bad?
I don't think it has to do with the fertilizer that you put down there. The 10-10-10 is an all-purpose general fertilizer. Can be used on almost every plant out there. I think the weather conditions and the conditions we're having has a little bit to do with it. We've had some cold. We've had lots of rain. We haven't gotten that dormancy period. Plants are confused. They don't know what's going on at this point. The other thing I would look at with them, how long has it been yellowing out on you?
Well, I probably did that fertilizer in, I'm thinking, June.
Okay. Yeah, that wouldn't have done it at this point. It wouldn't have affected it, but you would have seen the effects closer, more like July or August.
Well, I did. I started to see it probably late summer, early fall, and, you know, it continues to get yellow and look pretty questionable.
Okay, and at this point, it's all kind of yellowy right now?
Half and half. It's a mixture of yellow and green, but they aren't a deep green like they used to be.
Okay. So there could be something going on with the soil. I don't think it's the 10-10-10 that did it. I think if you know, what you could really do is anything that's evergreen needs acidic type soil, acidic type fertilizer. So a halitone would be perfect for a boxwood. Yeah. So I definitely suggest first thing in the spring, once the ground starts to thaw and is ready to you know, intake water and nutrients, etc., put halitone down on those. That'll help bring some of the green back.
Yep.
The any of the brown, at this point you could cut off because it's not doing any good for the plant.
Yeah.
As well. Any of the brown, you just don't need it on the plant. A plant looks at an injury like that. We'll call it an injury of being not, you know, being brown, not doing well. And it's trying to heal that. It's trying to fix it. It's putting a lot of its energy into that. And it's focusing there versus the other parts of the plant. So if an area is dead and you just leave it there, it'll seal off, but it could start to rot in that area. That's why you want to get rid of it.
Yeah.
So if it's dead, if it's that brown color, you want to cut it off and get rid of it. You can do that right now. The best way to look at it is you'll see a discoloration in the branching.
Yeah.
You'll see where it's all brown and then it starts to turn to green. Look at the stem when you're about to cut it. You'll almost see like a line there between the two different colors of stem. And so you want to make sure you cut underneath that, so that you're getting all of the dead, not just most of it.
Okay. I will try to do that.
And I definitely think a Holytone in the spring at the regular rate, and then in the fall, you could be doing Holytone as well at half the rate.
Okay.
Okay, so if you, when you go to purchase some Holytone, it goes well for any evergreen that you have, so rhododendrons, azaleas, laurels, yews, that type of thing.
Yep.
So think about doing it in the spring and in the fall. So you can buy maybe a little bit bigger of a bag in the spring so you have some for the fall, because it will store well for you. You just keep it in like a garage or a a shed or something along those lines. But
yeah,
you want to be able to fertilize it twice a year.
I have used Holytone in the past for other things. So can I make one comment about the alternative ice melt?
Yeah.
I had ordered some of that a few years ago, and I used it on my cement steps outside my kitchen door. And unfortunately, there was like bits of plastic or some foreign material in it that, you know, got carted into the house and kind of did a job on my kitchen floor, which is wood. So I called the company and, you know, reported that, and they returned my money. But I don't know if they've corrected that problem, but that's one thing to watch out for.
Well, I know they have definitely worked hard on things like that, and they take everything that is sent to them seriously.
Yep.
And so I know that they have improved on everything that they've done. Every year, every month, they're always looking to improve. So
yep.
I think it should be a good product at this point.
Right. Okay, well, thank you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multi-purpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you're ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, where our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions, so give us a call. Till then, we'll go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Tom in Massachusetts.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello, Patrick.
Good morning.
Patrick, I'd like to sprout beans that I use for consumption.
And, okay.
Some of the beans I sprout are lentils, mung beans, and green peas. Now, the way I do this, I sort them, I rinse them, I soak them one night, overnight, and then for the remaining days, I just rinse them two or three times a day until it sprouts to the desired length I'm looking for. Now, what's happened, I try to sprout a soybean, but I can't get them to sprout using this procedure that I just spoke about. Is there something I'm not doing, or does the mung bean need something else to be done to get it to sprout?
Well, so you're doing everything correctly, and you're doing the right process to go there. You could be doing a little bit more, and it's not completely necessary, but what I would suggest doing is using an inoculant for the peas and the beans. Seeds.
What is an inoculant?
An inoculant will help actually enable the plant to get some of these the soil bacteria that you want in the soil. It will help grow and give a higher yield. You can get an inoculant online, or sometimes I've seen it through a seed company you can get, but it actually helps get more yield of
right.
It. It's a small amount of bacteria
right
that's
now,
beneficial.
Patrick, I'm sprouting these beans so I can consume the sprouts. I use them raw, and I use them in cooking, like the mung beans, like the lentil sprouts. I'm not planting these to grow. I'm just sprouting them for the purpose of consuming the sprouts for food.
Okay, so you want to just eat the sprouts. You don't want anything to do with the
plant
fruit. Okay.
Right. Now, I've sprouted the mung beans, the green peas, and the lentils. I have no problem with that. Very, you know, very, I have no problem with that. But when I try to sprout the soybeans to get the sprout so I can consume it, they don't sprout.
Okay.
So I was wondering why, if the procedure is working for mung, green pea, and lentils, why doesn't it do it for the... for the soybean, is there something about the soybean that requires something additional? Maybe soak it overnight, you know, for more than a night? Or I was just wondering if there's something you could tell me that I might or not might or might not be doing.
Okay. So with them, you might not want to keep them soaked in water for so long. You want to maybe start by rinsing them, cleaning them, removing any of the debris, and then putting in like a quart jar or, you know, the sprouting container you've been using. And you want to let them soak for just 8 hours or overnight. Then you want to drain it immediately, rinse it, really rinse it. You want to get any of the water to drain out of the container you've used, and you're going to want to do this the rinsing and draining, 3 to 4 times per day once you've done that first step. So
right.
it's not just sitting in the water multiple times like you had talked about. It's the draining and rinsing to get new to allow the air to circulate in there, the new water to get in there. It's kind of a experimental way to do it. Trying a little bit different instead of letting them sit in water for a couple days, let it only sit for 8 hours or just overnight.
Right.
What I can do is I'll do a little bit of more research during the break and see what I can find in some of the books I have to see if there's anything else I can give you for information. And if you want to listen, I'll do what I can to help you out. All right, Tom?
All right. Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump slams the media for reporting that TSA workers have been calling out sick in huge numbers during the ongoing partial government shutdown. Meanwhile, the press secretary for Homeland Security says security operations at airports have not been impacted by a non-existent sick out. Still, a TSA union official says about 150 TSA workers called in sick on Friday at John F. Kennedy Airport in New York City alone. More on the shutdown as the blame game for it continues. Democrats continue to blame President Trump. Here's what U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen had to say in the Democrats' weekly address.
The president told the country he would be proud to shut down the government and proud to assume full responsibility for the shutdown. Now he's pointing fingers at everyone but himself.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line 888-212-8871.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Tom about soybean sprouts. Everything I was reading is that soybeans are a little bit harder to do that sprouting process. Like I said, you want to soak them for 8 hours overnight would be the best, and then rinse and drain. You want to drain 2 to 3 times per day, and you're gonna follow this. It takes about 2 to 6 days to harvest, and if a certain type of sprout's not working for you, you should probably try a different sprout. The bigger it is, the harder for it to work sometimes. So that's some of the information I found. I just think maybe trying a different one, or maybe changing that process a little bit. So hopefully that helps, Tom. We're going to go right back into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Sandra in Tewksbury.
Sandra, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question. We'll be leaving for Florida, and I have some beautiful house plants in the house, like a Christmas cactus and philodendrons and snake plants. Do you know how we could keep them moist while we're away? And my other question to you, Patrick, is in the spring, is it too late for me to find it where I could buy garlic to put in our garden?
Okay. We'll start with a couple, the first one with the house plants. So a snake plant does like to be a little dry a little bit. So how long are you going to Florida? Are you going for, a couple months?
Yes, we're leaving the 1st of February, and we'll be back on April 1st.
Okay. So a snake plant, it can take a little bit of the drought conditions. The Christmas cactus, can dry out a little bit. You could use a couple things. You could use soil moist to keep the soil moist. But it's those little granules, the same granules that are kind of in baby diapers that expand to, like, I believe it's like 50 times the size of them or 40 times the size of the little granule. You mix that into some of the soil, that will allow it to hold some of the moisture in long term. There's also a watering bulb, It's like a plant nanny is what they call it. You fill it with water, and you stick it into the soil, and it will slowly absorb into the soil as time goes. It doesn't. It's not like a two-month type thing, but it might be for like a month or so. So that's those are a couple ideas. But with the snake plant, if you give it a really good soaking before you leave. Leave some of that, you know, put some of that soil moist in there. You might be fine that whole time. Christmas cactus, it might just be dry a little bit. It might actually be going into its dormancy period, so you wouldn't water as often anyways. So I think a couple of those things would do well for you.
Okay.
As far as the garlic, a lot of garden centers will carry garlic in the spring. Even though the best time to do it is in the fall to plant it. But you might be able to find it at most garden centers in the spring, so I don't think it'll be too late.
Okay. Okay.
The, you could always order online. Sometimes Burpee Seeds might have some. They've been really good. I've been looking at their website recently. A lot of good information there. So maybe they would be able to sell them to you as well.
Okay.
Or any bulb company online.
Okay.
Okay, all right.
Thank you for your information, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, and then enjoy the warm weather of Florida.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll go right back into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Margaret in New Hampshire.
Margaret, welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, thank you for taking my call, and Happy New Year, first of all.
You as well.
I have poinsettias, and the bottoms, the tips of the leaves are turning brown and drying out. Can you tell me what I can do to stop that? Or
now, how are you watering the poinsettia?
Once a week.
All right. Is the soil dry when you go to water it each time?
Yes.
So that could have part to do with it. The plant is looking for water. So watering a little more often is going to definitely help it. Because it'll start on the outsides and weaken towards the inside as it's going. So watering every 2 to 3 days is definitely something that will help it. You just don't ever want it to dry out.
I think that's what I'm doing.
And I think that has a little bit to do with it. Is it by a window where it's like getting like the cold or the like a draft?
Yes. It's by a window, and it I don't know if that's causing it too.
Okay, is it?
It's not. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Are the leaves touching the window?
No.
Okay.
They're on a table away from the window, but they're near a window.
Okay, because sometimes what will happen, if it touches a window and the window's cold, it can do that same type thing as well. That's why I was asking, because it might not just be watering, it could be something else as well. So I'm trying to think.
I think I haven't been watering it enough, now that you mentioned it, because it's really dry when I water it.
Yeah, so there's that in between that you want to do. You don't want it to dry out, but you don't want it to sit in standing water. So what happens when a plant dries out? The soil really dries and the water goes right through it. Now picture a hanging basket in the summer when it's dry and you water it. Right underneath, all of a sudden everything just comes right out of the bottom of the hanging basket.
Right.
It's the same thing that's happening with the poinsettia. Now, all the water's just going into a saucer, or if you put it into a sink, right into the sink, and it's not sitting there. And then you have to water it multiple times in order to get that soil back to being moist for the roots. And now the roots are trying to take as much of it as they can before they don't have any water. So it's kind of like it's almost like they're Pavlov's dogs, where they only do it at certain times because that's when they're going to get it. So that's what they're doing in their root system, is they're trying to get as much water as possible when it does get watered. So you want to make sure you water it, maybe, like I said, every 2 to 3 days, and really soak it in a sink. Just really heavily soak it. Usually takes about an hour of draining. Let it all drain. Do it in like a sink or a bathtub. And then do it every, you know, like I said, every 2 to 3 days. Don't leave any of like the, do you have the foil still on it?
No.
Okay, good. Taking off the foil or anything along those lines keeps moisture in, so you don't want it to sit in standing water. That's why I want you to water it somewhere else instead of on a saucer, because the saucer, the water will sit there. And a lot of times you want, you know, the plant to absorb it that way, but a poinsettia doesn't like that standing water. It doesn't like the water sitting there. It can cause root rot and the roots to get waterlogged.
So should I water it from the top or should I put them in water?
Water it from the top,
okay.
but not over the flowers themselves. Put it over the soil.
Okay.
So water that way. Water heavily. It'll drain out, because if it's dry, it'll drain right out. Let it sit for a minute. Water again. Let the water drain out. And you're going to notice it'll get a little bit more, there'll be a little bit more darkness to the soil. You're going to water it a third time usually. And then let it drain for, you know, it could take an hour, it could take less. But you really want to get it soaked. Sometimes you might have to do it 4 times, especially if it's too dry. But you really want to get it soaked versus drying out each time. Because the plant gets used to it drying out, and then it just takes it as much as it can away. And then it will start to fade in between each time. And eventually it could kill the plant.
Yeah. I've noticed every time I water, the water doesn't drain out and the top is still dry.
Exactly. So what you could kind of do is just not break up, but like kind of scratch the surface a little bit of the soil so that, because it's almost created that barrier because it's so hard, scratch it a little bit to allow some of the water to go through, but keep soaking it so that way the water will inevitably go through.
All right. Good. Thank you
okay.
so much. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem, Margaret. Good luck.
Week.
You too. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Jacob's in Cordova, Illinois.
Jacob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Patrick. Thanks for taking my call. I was referred to your show by someone in your area who live streams on YouTube under the name Bumpy Road Brewery.
Okay.
And I've been listening to you on YouTube, and it inspired me to ask you. I was going to ask you a general question about my gemstone powder, but listening to the previous caller talk about her poinsettias, I just bought 2 poinsettias. About a week before Christmas, and I set them on a table in front of a window about a, you know, 10 to 12 inches away, just like she was mentioning. And I've been giving them both water about every 3 days, just like she was mentioning. And like you had just mentioned to her, mom told me to soak them, and I did, and then I let them drain out. And the one I've just been given water is still losing the leaves, but the one that I gave my variety of gemstone powders to is still holding strong.
Okay.
Why would it keep its leaves?
Now, when you say the leaves, are you talking about the green underneath, or are you talking about the red bracts?
The red ones.
Okay. You know, depending upon what you're giving them, you're fertilizing them and giving them something to stay going, and you're pushing that growth. You know, one of the things could be happening is maybe one of them, was it in a draft? I don't know. But it could be keeping them on there because you're giving it something back to try to prolong its growth, prolong its flowering. That could be part of it. How often have you used that product?
Well, I just put the gemstone powder on it the one time, when I brought them home from the store, and that was about 3 weeks ago, and it's still holding all its leaves, and then the other ones lost about 7 of them.
Okay.
But I've been gemstones on eBay really cheap, and then my saw collects all the dust with a water system.
Okay.
I've just been pouring it on my raspberries thinking, well, you know, it's rocks, you know, it'll help, but I got a 40% increase in the yield in my raspberry plants.
Okay.
I'm going to have to call back and talk to you more about why it's doing this, because I don't
know. I'm going to have to look into this a little bit as well, because I am not completely familiar with it.
Well, thank you.
If you wanted to, go onto the website at paulparent.com, go all the way bottom and send me an email with your information so we can talk a little bit more about this and see what we can do.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jacob.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, where our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be here till 10 o'clock, so just a couple more minutes, and we can do everything we can to answer your questions. It's, I guess the sun's out. It's cloudy today. Where I am, it's going to be in the 40s. So, still a little bit of time to get out there and get into the garden if you haven't gotten there. At this point, you know, leaves, etc. I know I only got mine done a few weeks ago, but I know in our area there's a possibility of some snow Tuesday night. You never know. Lately, every time they say snow, you get closer and then the snow doesn't happen. I want some snow. I want it to be winter. It's as my father has always said, it's poor man's fertilizer. It's you don't have to pay for it. Gets in there, takes care of the garden, does everything it needs to do. So, you know, I want some snow. And, you know, I know if my father was here, he'd be laughing at us because he'd be in Florida at this point with my mom. But he would be saying, yeah, I want it to snow up there. I want it to snow a lot. So, that would be his little joke. But it does look like at the end of the week it's supposed to cool down. And by cool down, I mean go from 40s to low 30s into the 20s. So we might start getting some of that cold weather, freeze the ground, take care of our plants. Because this freeze-thaw effect, this warm then cold, really is going to have a toll on our trees and shrubs. So in the spring, I really want everybody to get out there, fertilize what they can, and get everything ready for the season. Do everything you can to get it to a great start. I don't want you guys to, think everything we did in the fall is going to be great for the spring. I want you to go out there in the spring and get everything ready, going again, and starting that way. So it should be interesting to see what happens. We don't want anything to, any of the plants to die or not come back for us or a lawn to have an issue, etc. But it could be, it'll be interesting to see what happens. You can kind of say, all right, the environment did take, made this happen. It wasn't how I fertilized or it wasn't how I did this, that, or the other thing. Maybe I should do this next year. Some of you who haven't done anything this year, see what happens with the winter. All of a sudden next year you might be like, yep, I'm going to spray wilt proof. I'm going to spray wilt stop. I'm going to do that type of thing. So you can definitely see what you can do to try out for next year and see what can you can do better going forward. So it's worth a try, worth figuring it out. Give your plants a dose of nature with organic liquid plant foods from Espoma. Nourish your plants with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes that grow bigger, more beautiful plants. And Espoma's easy dose cap gives you a perfect pour every time. No measuring, no mess. Just flip open the cap, turn over the bottle, and pour the pre-measured dose into your watering can. Add water and feed your plants. It's that simple. Just flip, fill, and feed. Available in four varieties: indoor, violet, cactus, and orchid. For all of your indoor plants. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. You can find Espoma organic liquid plant foods at fine garden centers. Visit Espoma.com to see the video and to find a retailer near you. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. We just have about 2 minutes left, so we won't get to any more calls today, but look for the website. Look at the website if you have any questions. Go all the way to the bottom and go to contact us. At our website at paulparent.com. Go down to the bottom. Send me some questions. I have a little bit more time now, so I'll be able to answer some of those questions a little easier than I have in the past. I've been crazy busy with the holidays, with two little ones, and trying to figure out this whole Sunday morning routine that my father had done so easily for so many years. So we'll do everything we can to help you out via email or via the phones next week. So write this down if you think about it for next week, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Write that down for next week, so if you have any questions, you can call. You don't have to look for the number, and we can help you out the best we can. So, till next week, enjoy the week. Happy New Year to everybody. Enjoy what we got. Hopefully a little bit of snow this week, we'll see. But do enjoy the week. I'll be back next Sunday from 6 to 10 Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call, or like I said, email us. But until then, be good to each other, be nice to one another, hug somebody, and plant something. Goodbye, everyone.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.